Hey, it's Arrow inside the BobBrandon.com studio. Anytime you need some help with your website, which is every day, right? You created it. Why is it just sitting there? You need leadership. BobBrandon.com. We are unplugged and totally uncut with Marissa Sebastian. She's got a brand new book out. It's called Girls Can. You've heard it all the time. Girls can't do that. Well, this book proves girls can. We are unplugged and totally uncut with Marissa Sebastian.
I'm doing well. Thank you for having me.
Oh my God. Of course I had to say yes to this because this book is just so magnetic. I know it's designed for the kids, but I'm an adult and man, you are teaching me some stuff in this book.
Oh my gosh, I love to hear that. That's the best.
The name of the book is Girls Can, and what's so amazing about this is that I thought I knew everything about space until I was introduced to Valentina Tereshkova. She was the first woman up there before man even walked on the moon?
She's so cool. I actually happen to have written that entry. I have two lovely co-authors, and we split the book between the three of us. But she was one of the folks that I got to really research it. That is just, isn't it cool?
The whole entire thing is a journey. And you know, it's one of those where it's like, yeah, I want the kids to look at it, but it also needs to be on a coffee table because it's one of those things, instead of watching TV, pick up the book. Pick up the book and learn something.
It is. We really, really wrote it so that anybody could enjoy it and anybody could learn, because I know I learned a ton while doing the research for it.
Well, I like what you did with Nancy Pelosi. I mean, know your power, be yourself. There's nobody like you. I love those little quotes.
She is so, so, so cool. And it's such a simple thing, confidence, right? But unfortunately, with girls, we can sort of approach things with, you know, with lack of confidence being our default. And unfortunately, those of us who are outwardly confident, you know, you're arrogant, you're this, you're that, and all kinds of other names that aren't so pretty. But at the end of the day, approaching every day with confidence, that even if you don't, you know, even if you don't do something spectacular today, at least you approached it with your very best.
Well, and that's what's kind of scaring me about COVID-19 right now, because a lot of these students have been home since March, and we're pushing 8 and 9 months here. And when they go, like for my wife's school, I mean, they go back on October 26th. I fear for them because they don't know how to mix and mingle. They know how to Zoom, but they don't know how to mix and mingle.
Yeah, kids are fun that way. It's really stressful sometimes, though.
The book we're talking about is Girls Can, which is an inspiration to everybody. And especially, I mean, you guys put some focus on cleaning up the planet as well here. I mean, that's pretty cool that you would include them.
Yes. I mean, it's. I grew up reading, you know, Nat Geo Kids. And so to really get a look at what current Nat Geo women are doing, you know, cleaning up the planet, be tackling our plastics crisis, that is amazing work that I don't think the everyday person knows is happening, but there are some fantastic, smart, brilliant women who are saying, listen, we know this is going to be a problem. We have a climate crisis. We have a plastics crisis. What can we do from where we are? And how can we make this world better for everyone? And I think that's just so inspiring.
Well, and inspiring as well is what you do with science, because, you know, it's cool to be back up in space again. And you're not afraid to introduce the girls to what science has done to everybody and helped us out.
Exactly. And science was always my favorite subject growing up.
What?
to the point where, you know, I got a little bullied for it. It's okay. but science has always, always fascinated me, from, you know, astrophysics to biology. I really, really love science, and I want more girls to feel confident in their passion for science. And I think, you know, not to brag, but I think we do a really, really good job in, you know, giving them a great place to start.
No, because of science and stuff like that, because you're right, because I was into science too, and I earned that honor of being a nerd, and I was a very proud nerd. And then along came the Big Bang Theory, and I think that opened up the door for people to say, I'm okay with being me.
I'm okay with, and we have a section called Girls Geek Out, right? Where
yeah.
We talk about, you know, fake gamer girls, like that stereotype, but, you know, we love video games too. I love comics. I've been reading comics my whole life, and it's something that I am incredibly passionate about, you know? We can be geeks. We can do this, and we can claim, and we make really good things too. Some really cool characters that people don't know are created by women, you know?
The book we're talking about is Girls Can. So I want to know more about Alicia Garza, because I love her quote, be bold, take risks, say sorry later. I love that.
She is, I mean, all these women are super, super impactful. But when we look at the current, like, ways that we talk about really specific things plaguing our country right now, she has had undeniable impact. Along with her co-founders, Black Lives Matter has become, you know, to the chagrin of some, for the empowerment of others, it has become a culture shifting conversation. And if she hadn't stepped out and been brave and apologized later, we wouldn't have that sort of rallying cry to sort of start these conversations.
Well, speaking of that little rebellion, I'm sure that there are some young adults and even smaller that are sitting there watching the news with their parents and they're going, what is going on with my country? But yet your book really kind of goes in there and says, this has been going on for a very long time.
It sure has. And there have been women right at the center of a lot of these, you know, revolutions, of a lot of these really speaking up and standing up for what's right. You know, this has happened throughout all of ancient history, all the way up to now. The decisions that we make as women have been made before, and they've been like those people are carrying us through. I'm very much of a belief that every person who has lived before passes down some knowledge to the people who are living now. And I hope that this book becomes something like that, that we have immortalized these women on the page so that this can sustain and carry a new generation of girls to their wildest dreams.
Well, it opens up the door to so many different things, especially when it comes to gender myths and things like that, because, you know, everybody wants to be themselves, but if they're hiding from themselves, they need a book like this that says, it's okay, it's okay.
Yep, it's okay. And what we learn is that being yourself and chasing after the you that you want to be can profoundly impact the world in ways both big and small. You know, we have women who have climbed mountains. That was just Junko Tabe chasing her dream. I'm sure she could not have imagined that years and years later, we would still be looking to her for inspiration. But she was just being herself and following what she was passionate about.
The book we're talking about is Girls Can. One of the inspiring things about the book is the fact that, sure, they're calling it a Wonder Woman generation for the past 2 or 3 years. But inside your book, you take us into some women where the damsel wasn't always in distress. And I love the fact that you go back in history with this.
Of course, like the damsel was doing the rescuing, right? We have people who rescued their entire civilization and like lifted them up and carried them forward into a new age. And I think we all sort of know that in the back of our minds, right? But really pulling the history forward, giving people history that they can easily digest, because I know history can be a little daunting with the dates, the names, and the kind of trying to place where all the things happened in our world. And something that I'm very proud of is to have been able to tell these stories in a really digestible way.
Ooh, man, you speak of a truth here.
Right, and it's true. You know, it's not as simple as, and then this lady did this, and then this happened, and then that. It's more complex than that. But we managed to take that complexity, like bind it to the page and say, all right, here's where you can start. All of these women, I really encourage anyone who reads the book to make this your step, like your first step. I want you to research and to read and really identify with some of them and learn more.
Speaking of that, because you know what's going to happen, these little ones of ours are smarter than anybody on the planet with the computers. When they're going to read this in the book, do they get to go to National Geographic and find information about each and every one of them?
About these women, I am actually not particularly sure, but you can actually find there's a ton of information about women, current National Geographic women, who are doing some really amazing work as well as past National Geographic women like Jane Goodall. And so they'll be labeled in the book as such, and you can definitely go on Nat Geo and learn more about women who aren't even in the book. Because, you know, we couldn't make a 500-page book, so there were so many women that really wanted to include but just couldn't for length. But there are so many resources on Nat Geo. I grew up a Nat Geo kid, and so getting to write this for Nat Geo kids was a dream. So, yeah, definitely go online, soak up all the knowledge you can, and learn more.
Yeah, I first got hooked up with National Geographic because it was always at the dentist office. So I always wanted to go to the dentist. Mama, I want to go back to the dentist office so I can read the magazine.
Oh, yeah. Oh, man, that just unlocks a memory for me. I just realized, like, wow, yeah, my dentist office had Nat Geo Kids, like, the magazine, too. Oh, that's amazing.
The book we're talking about is Girls Can. Very inspiring part of the book is that you really kind of, you know, bump up against a myth that, you know, only women can write romance. And it's like, no, there's a lot more going on out there inside those pages these days.
Exactly. And it's funny, I approach everything that I do now as a writer in a way that I didn't before this book. And so the idea that like I can only write, because I was like, I don't want to write the kind of books that women get popular for. I used to think that as a little kid. And then I realized, like, oh, toss that out. That's just you internalizing a little bit of a stereotype that you now know is not true. You know, you can write, you can create, you can make anything. And if you want to write romance as a woman, if you want to create a thing that's, quote, stereotypical as a woman, no, that is your choice. You do what you want. You create the things that you want. Don't let myths about womanhood hold you back. Either way,
I would love to be in a focus group or someplace where girls are going to be looking at this book, because I just have this feeling that they're going to sit there and say, I'm going to be a game changer just like the women in this book.
That makes me so happy. That is really my hope. That's the hope of, I think, the entire team, is to really make little girls feel like, I'm going to do what I want, and it's going to be awesome.
You talk about Billie Jean King. There's somebody that was in the headlines for a long, long time, and then all of a sudden, out of sight, out of mind, but not in this book.
I loved her entry as well. It's one of those names that I knew, and you hear growing up, especially as I have been a fan of the Williams sisters my whole life.
Oh, yeah.
But it had just been a very casual interest in tennis, and so I didn't really get the nitty-gritty of all that Billie Jean King did for the world of tennis until I was researching and writing her entry. And talk about bravery, like, that is just to say, I am going to face an institution head on. I'm going to risk my job. I'm going to risk my passion. I'm going to risk the skill that I have been cultivating my whole life to do what is right, not only to benefit myself, but to benefit the people who come after me, and to be able to see the material material improvements and benefits for generations of players after her. Complete icon. I hope to meet her. Like, she's so inspiring. That is bravery. That is bravery.
Well, congratulations on Girls Can. You got to come back to this show anytime in the future. The door is always going to be open for you, Marissa.
Oh, man, I love that. I would love to have another conversation when I have another project.
Absolutely. Well, you be brilliant today, okay?
All right. Thank you so much. You as well.